us. And from what you've just said, I'm getting a notion that it's the dreamers who hold the future, because they can live beyond whatever their known world is.
You have been listening to Dialogue. My guest was Dr. Edna Green Medford of the African Burial Ground Project at Howard University in Washington, D.C. We also heard excerpts from a conversation with author Edward P. Jones, who won the Pulitzer Prize for his novel, The Known World. I'm George Liston C.A., producer and host of Dialogue. Our technical director is John Tyler. Our production engineer is Anthony Barber. And our associate producer is Sharana Ward. Dialogue is a production of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. Established by Congress in 1968, the center is our nation's official and living memorial to the 28th President of the United States, Woodrow Wilson.
To order a Dialogue program or for more information, contact us at 202-691-4146. You can also listen to Dialogue on the web at wilsoncenter.org/dialogue. Email us at dialogue@wwic.si.edu. That's dialogue@wwic.si.edu.
Hi, Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. Time for another motoring minute. Well, let's talk about brake fluid this time. Brake fluid is one of the fluids we need to discuss in our continuing series of Basics 101 Under the Hood. Brake fluid is obviously important. Your brakes, every time you go to step on them, it stops the car. They have to be there and they have to work. But, you know, can the fluid be low and they still work? Yes. And then there can be the danger that the fluid goes too low and maybe they won't work. It's not a bad idea to make sure your brake fluid is checked monthly, at least every oil change. And the way you want to go about this is be sure to wipe any dirt away from the top of the brake master cylinder reservoir before you take the lid off. Take off the lid. It might be a retaining clip. It might be a rubber top. And take a look at the fluid. Is it to level? Maybe you can see it from the outside looking to see if there's a high and a low mark. And look at the color and condition of the fluid. If the fluid's dark, consider having it replaced. With your Motoring Minute, I'm the Car Doctor, Ron Ananian. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor here. Call and tell me where it hurts. Drive in tomorrow morning at 10 on WOR.
WOR, New York.
The following program is sponsored by the Perry Management Corporation, who is solely responsible for its content.
Do you tell people you've had cosmetic surgery? Or do you keep it a secret and hope nobody notices? Can you think of anyone better to ask these questions of than Joan Rivers? Well, Joan Rivers is here tonight to discuss, no, not comedy, not the Oscars, but cosmetic surgery. Well, this is Plastic Surgery in the Air, and I'm your host, board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. My offices are 45 minutes from New York in the Princeton and Bridgewater, New Jersey areas, and I operate at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. On this show, we talk about making you look better and making you look younger. I use my training at Harvard, Cornell, and the University of Chicago and my 10-year experience as a member of New Jersey's State Board of Medical Examiners to give you the straight facts about cosmetic surgery. This is a show about droopy eyelids, about small breasts, and about Botox. This is a straight talking show. I'll leave this shtick to Joan Rivers. Well, let's light up the phones today. Tonight, if you have questions about talking about your cosmetic surgery, call me. The phone number is 212-528-0129. We'll answer your questions after we talk to Joan, and if we're lucky, maybe Joan will field a few phone calls. Remember that the advice that I give on this show is general. You'll need to get more specific advice from your own doctor. But you can call and ask me questions. The radio consultation is free. Well, cosmetic surgery has traditionally been a very personal subject. Like money or gynecologic issues, people didn't talk about it. But in the last 10 years, the topic has become more open. Like so many trends, This one started in Los Angeles, and it has spread east. This year, the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery surveyed 1,000 households. More than half of people now approve of cosmetic surgery, and 80% said they had no problem telling people that they've had cosmetic surgery. Well, plastic surgery has always been private. Most plastic surgeons have back entrances where celebrities or other people can enter and exit without being seen. But let's face it, the goal of plastic surgery is to change your appearance. And when you go to a party looking 10 years younger, let's face it, the spa excuse can only go so far. And people then whisper, what'd she have done? What did you have done? For celebrities, websites scrutinize their photographs, comparing what they looked like in earlier years. Well, what's the big deal about telling people? When people do tell, there's no embarrassment, there's no shame. Most often, others really just want to know who their plastic surgeon is. And then the whispers stop. Well, television has glorified plastic surgery, and it helped it come out of the closet. Shows like Plastic Surgery 90210 and Extreme Makeover have made cosmetic surgery a favorite topic of conversation. Well, this is a very special show tonight. I'm honored to have the world-famous comedian Joan Rivers as a guest. Joan was born in Brooklyn and lived in Larchmont, New York. I won't say what year. As she says on her website, you're going to have to look that one up yourself. But since her daughter, Melissa, is 38, I figure she's at least 50. Joan's television career goes back to the 1960s. She was a guest on The Tonight Show in 1965 and The Ed Sullivan Show. By 1968, she had her own television show, the first of many. She's written and has been in over a dozen movies. She's had a syndicated newspaper column. She was Johnny Carson's permanent guest host on The Tonight Show in 1983. She's won an Emmy, a Georgie for Best Comedian, and two Clios for TV commercials. And in 1992, she launched a line of jewelry on QVC, where she was just before this show. She now hosts TV shows for the TV Guide Network. And Joan has gained a reputation for lampooning other public figures and has become a fashion guru and a great supporter of plastic surgery. Well, cosmetic surgery right now is extremely popular. The statistics for 2005 have just been released. And liposuction, 400,000 cases last year, was the most common procedure. And facial cosmetic surgery is more popular than ever. Well, we have Joan Rivers on the line now. Joan, thank you so much.
That was the most boring introduction I have ever heard.
Well, I'm a plastic surgeon.
You stick to medicine.
you know.
Don't give people long introductions. Then you take away what you can ask them, doctor.
There you go.
You say, now here's Joan Rivers, and then you ask the questions.
And I do need lessons. Thank you so much.
You don't need lessons, I'm sure, in your field. How are you?
Very good. Joan, the public wants to know. What?
The public doesn't give a damn. It has all been talked about too much. It is so passe already. It's become so mainstream all over the world now.
Well, it
don't
has.
You think? I mean, everybody talks about it. Everybody does things. Everybody looks better.
You're right. But, you know, this is the East Coast, and it's a little different here than the West Coast, where everybody has a plastic surgeon. In the East, it's a little different, and I think people are still hiding it here. But you've kind of led the way in talking about your cosmetic surgery.
I didn't really. I've been looking at this, and I'm so sick of being the poster girl for it, but I went back and I realized comedians are the only ones that ever tell the truth. Carol Burnett talked about it. Goldie Hawn talked about it. Phyllis Diller, God bless her, talked about it. Roseanne talks about it. It's always the ones that just realize we don't make our living on our looks. Does that make sense?
So those
are the ones that have come out and said, oh, yeah, sure, I've done something. Where the ones that are the actresses that are supposed to be naturally beautiful are the ones that try to pretend they've never done anything.
Well, how old were you when you had your first procedure?
My first procedure, I had my 32 years old. I had very big bags. And I just hit, and those were apparently hereditary. My dad had them. And I had just hit on the Carson show. And someone in the NBC makeup room said to me, you should get your bags taken away from under your eyes. I said, can you do that? And they said, yes. And I went and did it, and it really changed the look on camera. I just looked fresher.
Good. Well, have you had any complications from your different
surgeries? Oh, I never had any complications. I haven't done that much. I've done, which is the way I think people should do it, but of course it also takes money. I had one major facelift, and then I've had tweaks, as I call them. You know, like you, I have a very good friend, and I live in the East, but I have a friend in California who I love very much for years, a man named Steve Hoffman. And I'll say, Steve, should we do this, should we do that? And it's always about every 3 years or so I'll go in and I'll say, you know, it's time, your chin looks a little this or something. So it's a lot of little tweaky things that I constantly do.
Well, you've been open and honest about your surgery, but at what point did you become open and honest? When did you start talking about your surgery?
In a book. I did some very stupid things. My first book that I wrote was called Enter Talking. And my editor said, you've got to tell the truth. Or they, you know. So A, I gave my age away. I'm 72. And B, I talked about the plastic surgery. And now I find out that, you know, I watch all these other ladies write their books. And they have, that were older than me that are now younger than me. So I had a really stupid editor. But that's why I did it. And I've never regretted. I think that women, you know, a woman will tell you her sex life. A woman will tell you how much money she has. And she will not tell you that she's done plastic surgery. It's so interesting. It's the one thing they will not tell you.
And that's absolutely true. The Internet is filled with websites about celebrities that deny they've had surgery.
And you can see it. You as a doctor can see it.
Oh, sure. I remember the National Enquirer put Michael Douglas's picture on the cover last year with the words, plastic surgery disaster. And there really wasn't a disaster. It's just you could see his incision in the photograph.
But some are. Men, and you should know this better than I, men more than women, and I think because they wait longer, Robert Redford, a disaster. I think he was such a handsome man, and it's a bad, I don't like the job. Recently I saw, and I adore her, Liza Minnelli, and I think somebody's done something very funny to her eyes. And I don't know if they wait too long or what it is, but you've got to be very careful. And maybe neither one of them had anything. I don't want to be sued over this.
Well, you know, a lot of celebrities choose different plastic surgeons. You happen to choose a very good one. Dr. Hoffman is an excellent plastic surgeon. He's got a wonderful reputation amongst other plastic surgeons. In fact, I've been at courses that he has led. Sure. But not everybody chooses a good plastic surgeon.
And I was lucky because if I had to do it again, a friend of mine is now having a reconstructive breast surgery. And her sister was botched, and I said, for God's sakes, check with 1,000 people before you do this. I just saw Steve at a party. I liked him. I was so stupid in those days. And I went with him, and he turned out to be terrific, but I would never tell a friend to do it that way.
Sure, and he is good. Joan, your father was a physician. Did you ever want to go into medicine?
Yes, I wanted to go into medicine. Not wanted to. I thought about it, and then I worked for him one summer in his office. And I got very squeamish, and I couldn't do it. I think medicine is such a wonderful thing. You make people feel better. You know, it's such an amazing, amazing field.
It is a wonderful field. The phone number here is 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. If you have calls about plastic surgery, coming out of the closet with plastic surgery, talking about it, or do we keep it a secret?
I have one friend, one of my best friends, and she's a quote-unquote society lady, you know. And she will meet me 2 weeks after she's had her nose thinned and not mention it. And I find this hilarious. You know, I just think, you don't think I'm noticing? You've got a different nose.
Sure. And I've said to my patients for years that the way to get people to not talk about your cosmetic surgery is to simply tell it. Tell people.
Yeah. Why is it with men, and I'm asking this, you should be asking me, but I'm so happy to have you on the phone. Why is it harder with men, that men look more done after a face job than women?
Well, I think one of the reasons is that men can't wear makeup. They don't like to wear makeup, and so when they don't cover their incisions or they don't cover them properly, then other people see it. I think that's probably the main reason. Also, with facelifts, when we go into the hairline, it's more obvious in a man. A woman has longer hair and can comb it over.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think really that's the main reason.
I think I think all these people, like you talk about going back into the websites, even the very, we also, and this is not new, Marilyn Monroe, They put the chin in, they fix the nose, they shorten the nose. I mean, it's a constant thing with all these people. Also, people forget that as you get older, your nose gets longer. You know, the face changes. And that's another thing that people should look at. I remember the Gabors were always shortening the noses just a little bit. I think every 10 years they shorten the nose.
and that's true. And a lot of people that I do facelifts on will also narrow the tip of their nose because, as you alluded to, the bones don't grow, but the cartilage does continue to grow. And I have people that just want to be restored to what they looked like in their wedding photographs.
Right, and that's wonderful. And it makes, you know, and again, the other thing with plastic surgery, which I think is so wonderful, it's not about what you look like to other people. It's that you feel better about yourself. You know, that you could look in a mirror and say, for my age, I look okay. I look great.
That's a wonderful point. When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart, go ahead.
Well, I suppose. But at the University of Chicago, we had a woman come in for liposuction. And she was a forest ranger in northern Canada. And she saw people about once a month when they airlifted in supplies. And when she came down and wanted liposuction, my chief thought she was crazy. And so he sent her to a psychiatrist before surgery. And the psychiatrist said that this was probably the perfect candidate for cosmetic surgery because she was doing it entirely for herself, for no outward gain whatsoever.
And that's exactly what people that are listening in should understand. It's about feeling good about yourself. At my age, I'm really thinking of having a tummy tuck. Now, at this age, I go out with a man I've been going out with for 8 years. He's not going to even notice. But it's about looking at myself and saying, okay, not so terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, again, it's not the age so much. It's how healthy you are. And hopefully you're healthy. You sound healthy.
Yeah, watch, I'll drop dead on the phone.
Keep her on the line, Noah. Actually, Joan, can you hang on the line while we go to a couple commercials?
Of course.
And we've got a phone call for you when we come back. And this is WOR. This is Plastic Surgery in the Air. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the Manhattan Center for Vaginal Surgery, we understand that there are real medical issues that are important to many women but are difficult to discuss with your physician. We are here to help. Our board-certified gynecologist can restore you to a pre-pregnancy state, improving sexual function. Cosmetic genital surgery can improve your appearance and self-esteem. At the Manhattan Center for Vaginal Surgery, we specialize in surgeries to make you look and feel your best. Call us for a consultation at 212-308-4988 and visit our website at centerforvaginalsurgery.com.
For post-surgical bruising or when cosmetic surgery is not an option, CoverBlend concealing treatment products are a great alternative. Developed by Neostrata, a dermatology company, CoverBlend will conceal skin imperfections such as dark eye circles, blemishes, age spots, acne scarring, and rosacea, while providing moisturization, anti-aging benefits, and broad-spectrum sun protection. CoverBlend is perfect for minor flaws, major imperfections, and everything in between, and it is smudge-proof and swim-proof. For more information, visit www.neostrata.com or your local CVS pharmacy.
You're listening to Plastic Surgery in the Air with Dr. Arthur Perry.
The newest advances in plastic surgery procedures can be confusing. From facelifts to fillers, Dr. Richard D'Amico, internationally renowned plastic surgeon, can integrate non-invasive procedures, including Botox, Restylane, and the newest lasers, into a customized facial rejuvenation program. Whether you're in your 30s or 60s, Dr. D'Amico can utilize his arsenal against aging, combining non-surgical and surgical procedures to restore a more youthful appearance with long-lasting natural results. Ivy League trained with more than 20 years in practice, Dr. Richard D'Amico has been named one of the metropolitan area's top doctors by New York Magazine, New Jersey Monthly, and Castle Connolly. To schedule a consultation in a state-of-the-art accredited surgical facility in Englewood, New Jersey, minutes from the GW Bridge, call 201-567-9595. Again, 201-567-9595.
And we're back with Plastic Surgery in the Air. I'm your host, Dr. Arthur Perry. Our very special guest today is Joan Rivers. You can call the station at 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. Joan, I understand that you've given your employees gifts of plastic surgery at Christmas. Is that true?
I did one year. One year I had a really spectacular year in Vegas. And we had a large staff then because we had the office in the house. I said to my husband, I'm going to give everybody plastic surgery of their choice. And my husband said, oh, you're crazy. Nobody will want it. This is like 1987. So I went and I said, pick your own doctors because I didn't want to be responsible. And to every single person in the house, including the two men that work for us, got something done. It was funny. Nobody got the same thing. Our au pair girl got breasts. She wanted breast augmentation. Our housekeeper wanted a facelift. Another part-time housekeeper wanted cheek implants. It was amazing. And the whole staff. And my house man, who I thought was just wonderful, he wanted a nose job, and he got it.
I think you're going to have a lot more people apply for jobs with you after tonight.
Oh, it was, but my husband said, no, but I said, you watch. Everybody will want it.
Hmm. I understand that you worked for Lord & Taylor.
Yes.
Long before you were a comedian. Is that where you got your fashion sense?
I always, from the time I was a child, I always liked clothes and dressing up and all that. And so when I was in college, all my summer jobs are always in department stores. And then when I got out of college, where I was trying to be an actress, I went to work at Lord & Taylor, and I got lucky. I got to do the windows, and that was so much fun.
Hmm.
You know, so I've always liked, and it all blends in fashion and plastic. I think women just like to look good.
Yeah, definitely. You have any good cosmetic surgery jokes for us tonight?
Cosmetic surgery jokes, I can't think of any. God knows. What's the old one? The woman said her hairdresser make me look like Barbara Streisand, so he took his hairbrush and hit her in the nose. And so, I don't know.
I like the one.
That's about it.
I like the one you once said, I wish I had a twin so I could know what I'd look like
yes.
if without the plastic surgery.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny? I said, I'd like to clone myself to see what I would look like without the plastic surgery.
Well, Joan, what's up next in your career?
Well, I'm here at QVC. And I'm getting ready now to go on at 1 a.m. this morning. So when you get home, doctor, take a look.
I definitely will. And I watched you on the Oscars, before the Oscars and after the Oscars.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you. I think that people can call and ask you things is such a wonderful service.
Well, Joan Rivers, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so very much. Have a lovely Saturday.
Thank you very much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And this is Dr. Arthur Perry. The phone number here at WOR is 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. You can call and ask us questions about cosmetic surgery, hopefully about things of do you keep cosmetic surgery a secret or do you tell people? Marianne, you've been hanging on the line for a long time. What can I do for you?
Hi, Dr. Perry. I just want to say again, without your help, I wouldn't be the way I am right now, but... I couldn't hide it from anybody because I had the most horrendous thing done in Peru. And when I came back, people looked at me and said, oh, my God, what did you do? So it was rough for me. But anyhow, I want to tell Joan that people say I look like her, and I think it's a compliment. I just wish I had some of her money. But anyhow, very difficult, I think, if you do have surgery done by the right doctor, you would not have the problems that I had.
Right, and some of you may remember, Marianne was a guest on the show several months ago. She had surgery in Peru and had an awful lot of complications, all sorts of problems after her surgery. And I saw you earlier this week, and you're coming along nicely now, so that's good. And you're even beginning to get function back in your forehead. But you're a real lesson to people not to have surgery outside of your area where you really don't know who the doctor is and what they're all about. So thank you so much for calling. We've got some more commercials, so let's take a short break now. This is Plastic Surgery in the Air. I'm your host, Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back in a moment.
Cosmetic surgery can slow or reverse the changes of aging. It can give you a more attractive appearance. Dr. Arthur Perry, the host of Plastic Surgery in the Air, is a board-certified plastic surgeon with offices in the Princeton and Bridgewater, New Jersey areas, a short ride from New York City. He specializes in cosmetic surgery and has a particular interest in rhinoplasty, eyelid surgery, and body contouring procedures such as liposuction and tummy tucks. To schedule a consultation with Dr. Perry, call 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. And check out his website at perryplasticsurgery.com.
Biomedic is the professional corrective line of La Roche-Posay, the number one dermatologist-recommended skincare brand in Europe. Biomedic products offer a unique synergy of skincare services, including in-office procedures such as chemical peels and procedure enhancement treatments for pre- and post-operative care. Clinical safety and efficacy are at the core of Biomedic. For more information regarding Biomedic chemical peels and skincare products, please call 1-800-LRP-LABO or 1-800-577-5226.
Plastic Surgery in the Air with Dr. Arthur Perry.
If you're having a heart attack, every second counts. That's not the time to guess which hospital is best. Knowing your choices today could save your life tomorrow. Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital has nationally renowned heart specialists and more top-rated doctors than any other hospital in New Jersey. That's why heart attack patients arriving at our doors have a team of doctors and nurses who specialize in life-saving angioplasty. We do angioplasty first because it's the best way to open a blocked artery, restore blood flow, and protect your life. From treating heart attacks to performing heart transplants, we are the Heart Center of New Jersey. The choice is yours. If you're over 50 or have a history of heart problems in your family, learn more about Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick at rwjuh.edu or call 1-800-242-0022. That's 1-800-242-0022.
Welcome back to Plastic Surgery in the Air. I'm your host, Dr. Arthur Perry. Gene, hang on the line just for another moment. You can call the station at 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. Another one of Joan Rivers' famous jokes about cosmetic surgery. She says, a woman went to a plastic surgeon and asked him to make her look like Bo Derek. He gave her a lobotomy. Gene, oh boy. Gene, what can I do for you?
Hello. I'm 59. I had a facelift last year. I had nose job, top of the eyelid, bottom of the eyelid, and facelift and under my neck done. And I just felt it wasn't tight enough. And now a year later, I really feel almost like I didn't have a facelift. Mm-hmm. Is that typical? Or when I spoke to the surgeon, he said he didn't want to make it too tight. It would look unnatural. But in my opinion, it's really saggy.
Well, Gene, you know, facelifts are the procedure that everybody wants to be as tight as possible. But in plastic surgery, we say that it's a battle between beauty and blood supply. And that means when we lift the skin in a facelift, we are going to lift it as tight as we can without destroying it. Because if we go a little too far, like you might want, we can get blistering and we can get actual loss of skin. And so the surgeon has to make a judgment in the operating room just how tight to make the lift. And it doesn't mean that the surgeon did something wrong. It doesn't mean that he wasn't a good plastic surgeon. But with you, it might not have been possible to lift that skin. Also, there are some people that have a lot of fat in the neck, for instance. And when we do lift the skin, there's just a certain amount we can lift it. And those people, we know that in a year or two, we're going to need to go back and tighten a second time. So it's not necessarily that something wrong was done. But I know that everybody wants to look like they look when they were 20, but that's not often possible.
Is it normal to have the, it's almost like bags are forming again.
You know,
is it water or?
Oh, it all depends. Where are the bags forming?
Under my eyelid.
Under your eyes. Yeah, and it's also with the eyelids very important that we don't overdo the eyelids. There's an axiom in plastic surgery also that however much fat we think we're going to remove, we remove a little less, and however much skin we think we should remove, we remove a little less. And the reason for that is we can always go back and remove a little more, but you can't put any back. Now, if you're talking about bags forming under your eyes quickly, you could have an allergic reaction, a chronic allergy, and you could wind up having all sorts of swelling of your lids that comes and goes, and that may be the reason you're seeing those bags. So not necessarily that anything wrong was done, but not everybody has the same skin and the same medical condition. Maggie, you've been holding on the line. What can I do for you?
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
Great. Bottom line, I have a question about rhinoplasty.
Yes.
I'm 30 years old, and I've been to two plastic surgeons, and they both indicated that it wasn't a good idea for me to get nose surgery because I sing, and they said that it could possibly, you know, the alteration could affect my voice. Is that true?
Maybe. It depends on what was done or what is done in the operating room. There are some aspects of a rhinoplasty that could potentially affect your singing. So it's said that Barbra Streisand never had her nose done for that reason.
Now, okay.
I don't know that for a fact, but that's what people talked about. I think if you're a professional singer, there's a very small chance of a change in your voice, but not high. I mean, think of all the celebrities, actresses, and singers that have had their noses done. So I'm not sure. I think there might be some self-protective aspect to the plastic surgeon there where they might not want to chance it, because if in the 1 in 1,000 chance that you did have a change in your voice, your career might be over, you know?
I have one other question. Is
sure.
that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my biggest issue is that I have, like, a little bit too much cartilage in the front. In other words, it looks a little poofy. So I just wanted to get a little bit cut off. So my question is, can they do just that procedure? Like, just a little, you know, snip, snip here and there, right in the front?
Yeah. Well, it can be just a tip rhinoplasty. It doesn't necessarily have to be a complete rhinoplasty. We are running out of time. You can tune in next week for Plastic Surgery in the Air. And those of you who did not get in because we ran out of time, please call back next week. And you can also email me during the week at radioshow@periplasticsurgery.com. Next week, we'll be talking about the 100 different ways to do a facelift, and we'll have plastic surgeon Dr. Richard D'Amico as our guest. I am Dr. Arthur Perry, and this has been a very interesting and a fun show with Plastic Surgery in the Air here on WOR. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Perry Management Corporation, who is solely responsible for its content.
710 WOR, Real Talk Radio.